This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Before we get into today's episode, Your Money Briefing is exploring what you need to know to become a homeowner and sustain your home. You can get early access to our series, Buying a Home and Keeping It, on WSJ Special Access, available only for WSJ subscribers. Now on to the show. Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, April 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Phew, what a relief. You filed your taxes on time, so that's done. But what if you realize you made a mistake? Should you alert the IRS?
You forgot to include a 1099 form from your bank or something like that with some interest on it. Or the bank issues a corrected 1099 form that comes after the return was filed. Things like that. The thing is that if you correct it, that can alert the IRS and tell them to start looking for other things, and it also will cost you money.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
If you realize you made an error on your tax return after you filed, it doesn't always make sense to alert the IRS. Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders joins me. Laura, we'll get to omission of large chunks of your income in a moment, but what are some minor common mistakes that people sometimes make?
Well, you forgot to include a 1099 form from your bank or something like that with some interest on it. Or the bank issues a corrected 1099 form that comes after the return was filed. Things like that.
Should people alert the IRS to errors like that right away?
Not necessarily. It may be picked up by computer matching in about a year or so, and they'll send you a note about it. The thing is that if you correct it, you have to file a 1040X. That's an amended return. And that can alert the IRS and tell them to start looking for other things, and it also will cost you money. So if it's not a big error, maybe you just want to wait until they come to you.
So identifying one small error could open a Pandora's box and the IRS might look for other things?
Not always, but every now and then it could. The thing also is that it will cost you money to file an amended return. You'll have to pay a preparer. You'll have to go back to your commercial software firm or something like that.
Is the concern that the IRS will be in there and say, you know, while we were in here, we noticed that, what happened to those 90 shares of AT&T you had?
Something like that, yes.
Is there a certain amount of time after a mistake was made that it makes sense not to alert the IRS? For example, if this year somebody discovers they made a mistake on their 2020 return?
Normally, the IRS has 3 years to find and query you about errors. Now, these could be from computer matching programs that just say, oh, well, it says this on here, but the bank or the investment company told us that. Could you please reconcile it? Or it could be from other issues like, you took a lot of charitable deductions, more than most people, and we want to know more about those. But generally, the IRS has 3 years to find and ask about those kinds of mistakes. And if you don't hear from them in 3 years, then I don't think you need to do anything about it.
The charitable deductions example you said sounds like when people talk about a red flag going up.
Mm-hmm.
When something looks out of the ordinary,
mm-hmm.
How does the IRS sense that?
Well, they have computers and algorithms, and they've had them for decades, and now I think they're more sophisticated. But they often look at what's on the return compared to the norms for other returns. And two favorite places are charitable deductions, but another one would be business losses on Schedule C or Schedule E. If those are a lot bigger than most people claim, then you might hear from them about it.
Is there a statute of limitations on the IRS's ability to contact a taxpayer about a past mistake?
Well, it's usually 3 years for ordinary mistakes. Now, there's an exception to that. It's 6 years if you have omitted more than 25% of your income. Let's say you have a capital asset, like a piece of land, and the IRS doesn't know about it because there's no reporting from a brokerage company or something, and you sell it and you don't tell them about it or pay capital gains on it, and it's more than 25% of your income, they have 6 years to find you about that.
Now, about these large omissions of income, how would the IRS figure that out?
Oh, in different ways. There might be a stray information report from somebody that says that you had a side hustle and you haven't been reporting it. And they might say, we'd like to know more about that. The other thing is, if they're really focused on you, the agent may come in and do an analysis of bank deposits and withdrawals. And if there's a lot of money coming in from somewhere and it's not clear where it's coming from, they'll start asking about that. Or in other cases, banks have so-called suspicious activity reports they have to file about cash. And the IRS frequently uses those to find people who are not reporting cash transactions.
But you mentioned that the IRS might be able to monitor big withdrawals or large buildups of cash in someone's bank account. They can do that?
Well, they don't monitor it. If they see something that seems unusual, they will ask for the information, which they have a right to do, and they will do an analysis of money going in and money going out. And if you put all the sources of income together that have been reported, like your W-2 or your 1099s from investment accounts or something like that, and there's a big gap, they'll say, what's this gap about? And you might say, it's an inheritance. And if you have proof of that, that's okay. But maybe it's from your side hustle you didn't report.
If you made an honest mistake in past years, or if you quote unquote forgot about something, if you don't hear from the IRS after several years, is it safe to assume you're in the clear?
I think so, unless it's a very large amount of money. The statute is either 3 years or 6 years. However, if you're committing tax fraud, the statute is forever. And tax fraud is a very serious thing. And if you've done something very bad and it was intentional and you knew it was bad, then you can't rest easy after just a few years.
We hear a lot about staffing and funding for the IRS. How does that play into the chances somebody might get audited?
If you have a mismatch and the computer catches it, you can be pretty sure you're going to get a letter about that, but that's not a full-fledged audit. And audit rates are low, and with this new funding they have, they're trying to get them up, and they're particularly trying to get them up for the highest income taxpayers, but they have very complicated returns. I think the thing to keep an eye on is also criminal prosecutions. You may be unnaturally fearful that you're going to go to jail if you made any little mistake. There are more than 160 million tax filers per year, and lately, the IRS has brought fewer than 2,000 criminal prosecutions a year. So your chances of landing in jail because you forgot to report $200 are pretty slim.
In your reporting, you spoke to a tax professional who said you don't have to report everything to the IRS, just don't do it again. What's the mindset behind that?
He said if the IRS hasn't found you yet, chances are they won't. They don't have a lot of resources. And also that if you go back to correct those mistakes, you really could open up a can of worms. We're talking about fairly serious problems here, like you have a significant side hustle and you haven't reported it for 5 or 6 years and it's making you a good bit of tax-free income. If you want to do something about that because you're worried or your conscience is bothering you or something, go on and correct it going forward. That's his advice.
That's WSJ reporter Laura Saunders. And that's it for Your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.